Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a subweight ride groove framework for jungle and old school DNB, using session view first, then locking it into arrangement view for a full track structure. This is not just about placing a ride sound on the grid. We're going to build a ride part that actually feels like part of the drum performance, something that pushes the tune forward, adds tension, and helps the drop feel bigger without stepping on the kick, the sub, or the break. In drum and bass, the ride can do a lot of heavy lifting if you use it the right way. It can drive momentum between snares, define the energy shape of a section, and add high-end propulsion without overcrowding the low end. For jungle and old-school inspired material, the best rides usually have a little grit, a little movement, and a little attitude. They should feel alive, not like a pasted-on shiny loop. We're going to use Ableton stock tools for the whole process. Drum rack or simpler, auto filter, saturator, drum bus, utility, echo, reverb, glue compressor, and arrangement automation. The goal is to build a ride groove that sits properly in a DNB mix, where the sub stays dominant, the break stays the groove anchor, and the ride acts as pressure and motion. Let's start in session view, because that's the fastest way to think in phrases and variations. Create a fresh set and set your tempo somewhere in the DNB range, around 172 BPM for this lesson. Then make three core tracks, one for your break, one for your ride, and one drum bus for grouping everything later. On the break track, load your chopped break or your main break loop. On the ride track, load either a single ride sample into simpler or, better yet for control, build a small drum rack with a few different ride variations. A good setup would be one main ride, one brighter open ride, one darker muted ride, and maybe a short metallic tick or crash ride style hit for fills. If you're using simpler, keep the sample tight. Turn warp off for one shots if possible. Set the start point so the transient hits right away, and shorten any unnecessary tail. If the sample is too bright or too modern, detune it slightly. Even moving it down 1-4 semitones can take the edge off, and make it feel more old school. You want enough body that the ride survives processing, but not so much low mid that it starts fighting the break. Now let's build the groove. Don't just put a ride on every beat and call it done. The point here is a subweight framework, which means the ride should suggest motion without taking over the groove. Start with a 2-bar MIDI clip and think in terms of offbeats, pickups, and little gaps where the break can breathe. A simple starting point might be using 1/8 notes as the basic pulse, then removing a few hits around the snare so the groove opens up. Add a couple of lighter ghost hits before or after the snare to create a sense of forward pull. In old school jungle, those little details matter. They make the ride feel like it's answering the break instead of sitting on top of it. A good rule of thumb is to keep your main hits around medium velocity and your ghost hits much lower. For example, you might have main hits around 85 to 110 velocity and ghost hits around 35 to 60. Keep the note lengths short unless the sample specifically needs more sustain. The shorter note lengths help keep the ride crisp and prevent it from washing over the snare transients. And this is where the density lane idea comes in. The ride needs to occupy a narrow lane of energy. If your mix already has hats, break spill, and shark snare crack, don't force more notes into the pattern. Reduce note count before reaching for more EQ. In DNB, a cleaner groove usually feels bigger than a crowded one. Now let's add some swing. Jungle and old school energy lives in slight instability, not perfect grid rigidity. Open the groove pool and apply a subtle groove from a break source, or use a gentle swing setting. Keep it light, usually somewhere around 10 to 30%. Then go in manually and nudge a few hits slightly late or slightly early depending on what the break is doing. The important thing is not to make every hit equally off-grid. That tends to sound lazy in the wrong way. Instead, use micro-timing like a performer would. Some hits can sit a little behind the beat for weight, while others can come slightly early to create urgency before a transition. If your break is chopped and already has a swing contour, try to mirror that contour rather than impose a new one. Next, shape the tone. Put a focused processing chain on the ride track. A good starting chain is EQ8, saturator, drum bus or glue compressor, auto filter or frequency shifter if you want movement, and utility if you need stereo control. With EQ8, high pass the ride so it doesn't clutter the low mids. Depending on the sample, that might be anywhere from 180 to 350 Hz, sometimes even higher, if the sample is dirty in the wrong way. If the ride gets harsh, pull a little out around 6 to 9 kHz. If it loses too much presence, a small boost around 3 to 5 kHz can bring it back. Then add some saturator. A little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, can help the ride read as weighty percussion instead of thin top-end noise. If the sample needs density, use soft clip. After that, drum buss can add a touch more impact and glue. Keep it modest. You're not trying to crush it. You're just trying to make it feel like it belongs in the drum section. If the ride is too wide, narrow it down with utility. In dense drops, a ride that is too stereo-heavy can destabilize the mix and make the low end feel less focused. A width setting somewhere between 0 and 30% is often enough for the core layer. Keep the ride mostly mono-compatible and let the sub-end kick own the center. Now let's build variations in session view. This is where the arrangement starts to become musical. Make at least 3 clips. 1 main groove, 1 lift groove, and 1 stripped or filtered intro groove. The main groove should feel balanced and natural. The lift groove can have 1 extra hit per bar or a brighter tone. The intro groove should be sparser, with the highs pulled back using auto filter or clip automation. This is a really important teacher point. Don't rely on 1 stack loop to carry the whole tune. Indeed NB, subtle evolution is everything. A slightly different ride pattern every 4, 8, or 16 bars can make the track feel alive without making it sound busy. Think of the ride as a phrase accent, not a constant layer. You can automate the cutoff in auto filter over 4 or 8 bars to create a gradual opening feel. You can bring in a little more reverb for the intro section, then pull it back when the drop hits. You can also push saturator drive slightly on the last bar before the drop to make the transition feel more charged. Small changes go a long way here. Once the ride and break feel good together, group them into a drum bus. That's where the groove starts to behave like one engine. On the drum bus, use a light glue compressor, maybe around 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, with a ratio around 2 to 1. Keep the attack moderate so the transients breathe, and use auto-release, or a fairly quick release if the groove needs movement. A little drum bus on the groove can also help. Just enough drive to add density, maybe a bit of transient shaping if the break feels too soft. Be careful not to overdo the top end. If the combined drum texture gets spiky, use EQ8 on the bus to clean it up. Now comes the shift from sketchpad to structure. Once your session view groove feels solid, record or drag the clips into arrangement view and build the tune like a proper DNB phrase map. A practical arrangement might look like this: an intro where the ride is filtered or barely present, then a build where it fades in and the cutoff opens, then a first drop where the main ride groove locks with the break, then a switch up where the ride is simplified, then a return where the ride comes back heavier or brighter, and finally an outro where you strip it back for DJ-friendly phrasing. Arrangement view automation is where the ride becomes a real arrangement tool. Open the filter over the last 4 bars before the drop. Move the volume slightly for lift. Mute or unmute specific hits at phrase boundaries. Add a little reverb send only on the final hit of a section if you want a spatial tail. These moves don't need to be flashy. In fact, the best jungle arrangements often feel like they are constantly breathing rather than making huge obvious gestures. A useful idea here is negative space. If the ride has been playing for a while, pull it out completely for 4 or 8 bars. Then bring it back in with a different tone. That re-entry will feel much bigger than if the ride had just stayed on the whole time. Silence is one of the strongest tools you have. For transitions, use the ride as a tension device. Add a 1-bar fill clip with a few extra hits before a section change. Reverse a tail-only hit for a quick pre-drop sweep. Put a tiny bit of echo on the final ride hit of a phrase so the space opens up for a moment. Or filter the ride down for 2 bars, then open it right back up on the downbeat. Keep these fills short and controlled. In jungle and rollers, the groove should recover immediately. Here's the big mix lesson. Always listen to how the ride behaves against the bass. A ride that sounds great by itself can fight the bassline once everything is running. Pay attention to the 2 to 6 kHz zone, especially if the bass has growl or edge. Also, check your ride in mono. If the groove only works in stereo, it may not be stable enough for a proper DNB mix. A few common mistakes to avoid: making a ride too loud, leaving too much low mid in the sample, overquantizing the feel, using 1 static loop for the whole track, making the ride too wide, skipping the drum bus, or letting the ride mask the snare. If the ride is the first thing you notice, it's probably too loud. If the snare stops cutting through, the ride is probably too dense or too long. For darker, heavier DNB, Try dual layering the ride. One layer can be dry and narrow for rhythm, while another layer is more processed and dirty for atmosphere. Keep the dirty layer low in the mix. You can also saturate before EQ sometimes, because a little grit can reveal useful harmonics that the EQ can then shape. Another strong move is automating a high cut during breakdowns, then releasing it on the drop for instant energy. If you want even more grime, resample the ride with a break. Record the break and ride together, then chop the audio back up. That can create a haunted, unified jungle texture that feels more like a performance than a programmed loop. You can also use subtle pitch drift, microscopic timing variation, or little noise ticks under the ride to give it more life. For arrangement, think in energy stages. First the hint, then the engine, then the lift. Maybe the ride starts sparse or filtered, then moves into a full groove, then gets brighter and denser for the peak. That three-stage curve works especially well over 16-bar blocks. It gives the listener a clear sense of movement without changing the core identity of the tune.